Ray's Random Facts.
Gosh. Great Odin's Raven.
Excellent.
You ready?
Okay, I want to do a random fact or a few random facts about the incredible Sydney Opera House, because I was in Sydney. I know I've harped on about it all morning, but I'm always in awe when I see the mega structures like the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Opera House. They're just so amazing. I actually spent a bit of time on my own on the Sunday that I was there, just sitting and looking for about an hour, just sitting there drinking all the scenery and sitting and looking up at the Opera House and noticing the architecture and how incredible the structure is. So I looked into a lot of the design behind it all. And did you know that there was about 300 submissions for the Sydney Opera House design, but one design was chosen, and it was by a guy, a Danish architect called Jørn Utzon.
I knew that.
You knew that?
I didn't know there were 300 submissions.
Yeah, there was lots. And apparently it started in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
They thought this will be done in a few years, probably about 4 years. It didn't get completed until 1973. After 16 years of construction, they had about a $7 million budget, cost over $100 million, but it's one of the world's most iconic landmarks, especially probably Australia, one of Australia's best. It defines the Sydney skyline. And I always wondered, I thought it was sailboats. I thought it was like boats. It looked like a Sydney Harbour, and it was like sails.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually shells. So it's supposed to be shells. That's what the design is. And it's all tiled as well. The tiles are all from Sweden. So they got them all over, the beautiful tiles that construct the whole design of the roof. And I think there's a lot of tiles up there. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of tiles. I did have it. Now I can't find it.
That's a fact for another day.
No, it's not. And did you know, another fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger won his final Mr. Olympia bodybuilding title in 1980 in the concert hall. And the temperature at the Sydney Opera House has to be set all the time at 22.5 degrees. Do you know why that is?
Yeah, to keep the acoustics and the woodwork and all that kind of stuff.
It's to keep
moist.
All of the musical instruments in tune.
There you go.
So
close
that
enough.
Is why, which is really cool. There's lots more. Queen Elizabeth opened it in 1973. She's visited 4 times since then. Oh, there's more than 1 million roof tiles covering approximately 1.62 hectares of the structure. There you go. I knew I had it somewhere.
Well done.
Anyway.
Well, that's lots of facts.
Magnificent to behold.
So you were drinking in the scenery while you were at the opera bar.
Yes, I was. Actually, no. When I was looking at it, I was sitting on the chairs that are outside and later made my way to the opera bar.
Right.
Mm.
Nice one.
Nice.
Thanks for that.
And my random facts here on The Wave.